On this Wednesday, let's check in with Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City and here to discuss the weather forecast. Good afternoon to you, Drew.
Good afternoon, indeed.
Well, it's wet. At least where I am, it's very, very wet. Can you tell me about the rainfall overnight in, I think, the eastern Corn Belt?
Yeah, there was plenty of moisture around, that is for sure. This was the last in a series of storm systems of size that will impact the Midwest for a bit. We did end up seeing a fair amount of moisture, not only in the last 24 hours, but portions of the southwest Corn Belt, really from the heart of Illinois back into Missouri and parts of Kansas, have seen a lot of moisture here over the past few days. Totals since last week at this time in central and southern Illinois have run from 2 to more than 5 inches, at least as far as official reports, and I think there's been a few spots that have had 6 inches. Wet weather extends up to the western parts of Michigan and southeastern corner of Wisconsin, and then does go down into a portion of the Delta and the eastern part of the Southern Plains. And it looks like this pattern is really about done, at least as far as the bigger rains is concerned. We will go back into a northwest flow pattern here over the next week to maybe 10 days, and that's going to push colder air back into the Midwest and push the jet stream back to the south and suppress some of the moisture. Don't get too comfortable with that, though, because we'll go through this whole cycle all over again. We'll bring the jet stream back to the north and bring some warming at some point, and it'll start raining again. But the good news is we've got probably a good 10 days of improving conditions coming up as we move forward through the first half of May.
Oftentimes there is a division between the western and the eastern parts of the Corn Belt. Is that the case this year?
Yeah, we are certainly getting that way more and more. It was just a little while ago that I received my first, or actually it's probably my second complaint out of Iowa about how dry it is. The northwestern part of the Corn Belt, with the exception of eastern North Dakota and parts of neighboring Minnesota, has really dried out a lot over this month. We have seen less than half of normal rainfall in much of the northwest half of Iowa, southeastern South Dakota, big part of Nebraska, and there are a number of locations in that area that have seen less than 25% of normal precipitation. And so there is some concern about that situation, especially since when we go back into this northwest flow here over the week ahead, we're probably going to continue to suppress the potential for precipitation of significance in those northwestern areas. And of course, this dryness in the northwestern Corn Belt does extend back into hard red winter wheat country and has really become quite dry across central and western Kansas, as well as eastern Colorado and many areas southward into the Texas Panhandle recently. And I'm sure a lot of folks are aware of the fact that it's been hot out there. We got to over 100 degrees in the southwestern fringe of wheat country yesterday. That was actually in West Texas cotton country. There's some minor wheat that's produced down there, but it will be in the 90s again late this week in many areas in the southwestern part of hard red winter wheat country, and that is, of course, causing quite a bit of stress for livestock as well as the unirrigated crop out there. So we're going to watch all of the plains and the northwestern Corn Belt as we go forward through May.
Speaking of dry conditions, I think second cropper safrinha corn in parts of southern Brazil are in need of a drink of water, though they should be in the beginning of their very dry season.
That is true, but they also were a little late planting that crop, and reproduction occurs in May. Some of that crop will reproduce probably in the latter part of May, and that's an even worse scenario because it is the dry season, as you pointed out. We are seeing the topsoil rated right now very short on moisture. The subsoil is marginally adequate to short. We have another 5 days, maybe 6 days of dry weather coming up before there's any opportunity for rain to arrive. The rain that does come is going to occur probably Tuesday through Thursday of next week, and we will see rain in most of the second season corn country. I am not of the opinion, though, that it's necessarily going to be a good, solid drink, and they may still have need for follow-up precipitation for that very late planted crop in order to support its reproduction. So we're going to watch real closely how well that rain gets distributed next week. My guess is places like Mato Grosso do Sul and areas to the south and east from there into Paraná will probably do relatively well with rain. But Mato Grosso, and actually the northern and eastern parts of Mato Grosso do Sul into São Paulo, maybe not so. And they could be dealing with some additional dryness as we go a little bit deeper into the month of May. So we're going to keep an eye on that for sure.
We've also been watching dry areas across Europe and into Eastern Europe, all the way through parts of Russia.
Yeah, that's correct. And with that dryness there is expected to linger just a little while longer. The weather pattern is changing, not necessarily going into a real wet bias pattern, but there will be an improvement in rainfall from France all the way through Poland and down into Romania and from there into Ukraine and farther to the east into Kazakhstan. And so all of this region has had a very dry 30 days. There are many areas across that region that have had less than half of normal precipitation, similar to what has occurred in parts of the U.S. And the outlook, though, is improving. We are expecting scattered showers and thunderstorms to start occurring here this weekend and will work their way from west to east across the European continent. So most of these areas that have been dry will get a good chance for some shower and thunderstorm activity. Unfortunately, for some areas, the precipitation will be a little on the light side. I think the whole distribution of rain is going to be somewhat erratic. So many areas will do real well, and others may not do quite so well. So we will have to stop and assess that situation at the end of next week and see just how much of the dry region was adequately relieved. But that has been the center of attention for the wheat market here recently because of the dryness in the Black Sea area. Some of that winter crop did not get established well last fall, and they had a little bit of an improvement in soil moisture during the winter, but they've lost a lot of that already. And the only good thing that's happened over there is it's been a little chilly here in the last few weeks, and that's helped to conserve the moisture a little bit. But as it starts to warm up, it darn well better start raining for some of those folks, or there's going to be a shortage of grain production in that area, too.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City.